Back here on Dodger Weekly on KVFD AM 1400, the voice of Fort Dodge. Glad to have you along with us on the show that brings you the newsmakers, movers, and shakers from all around your local area. We're a program that's about collaboration and community and giving a platform to those that give back. And my guest at this time is certainly one of those. He is the CEO of the Fort Dodge Community Foundation and United Way of Fort Dodge, making his first appearance here on the program, but certainly no stranger to me and most of you probably listening, Randy Coolman. Randy, good to have you on the show this morning.
Robson, nice to be with you. Thanks.
And, of course, you know, Randy, you and I know each other, but, you know, it just struck me that this is the first time that you've actually been on this program.
Yeah, I guess I'm surprised by that because I'm on every week with Mike and Nevin talking sports, which is just a fun thing to do. But
it is.
This is what I do for a real job.
So. Yeah, don't we all have that thing we have to do for the real job there? And, you know, you mentioned the Mike afternoons with Mike on the sports show, something that I enjoyed coming in and sitting in on. Times I got a chance to do that. But, you know, Randy, you are the CEO of the Fort Dodge Community Foundation, and you guys, I guess about a month ago or so, maybe longer than that now, you established the Disaster Response Fund to kind of help folks here in the area with the relief efforts for COVID-19. Talk about kind of how that kind of got started, what you guys were, the thought process was in creating that, and then let's talk a little bit about where you guys are so far in the development of that fund.
You bet. Happy to. One of our key missions with the Fort Dodge Community Foundation and United Way is to be here as an organization that raises funds for important and critical community projects and programs, issues, and even, unfortunately, disasters. And when the shutdown began a month ago or so, maybe it's been even longer now, it seems like it's been a year, but for all of us, but our board felt that we needed to respond very quickly to raise resources and allow people to contribute to this fund so that we would have local funds available to support people that are going to be negatively impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic and shutdowns of our economy, quite honestly. And so that's what we did. We initiated the fund. And we did it for so that we could not only receive the money, but then be very efficient in getting the money right back out to the organizations and agencies that are working directly on the front lines with individuals and families that are in need. And so that's what we've been doing right now. The first few weeks, Rob, the main focus has been on food assistance. You know, as you may or may not know, a lot of the housing issues with people maybe not being able to pay their rent because they've lost their job or what have you, the landlords have been very flexible in saying, hey, we understand the situation and we're not going to evict you. Most of the landlords are under that philosophy. And then, of course, MidAmerican Energy has been a phenomenal partner in this, and they are not turning off power because people can't pay their bills right now and that sort of thing. So it's been a real team effort in our community, obviously. So right now, the real need is around food and food assistance for those that are struggling and just don't have any income right now. So the food banks, the food pantries, I mean, in our community are the ones that have been receiving the funding so far.
Yeah, you mentioned, Randy, MidAmerican Energy and how they've partnered with you. As I recall, they recently made a pretty generous donation to the Fort Dodge Community Foundation as well, didn't they?
They did. They donated $25,000 to the COVID Disaster Response Fund here. And they are just a phenomenal corporate citizen. And they're a wonderful supporter of United Way, but even bigger than that, they do these kind of things. They step up for the community when there's a real need, and so that $25,000 donation was huge, And we've received others as well. We just got a commitment from Decker Truck Line for locally here, $10,000 to the fund, and there are others also contributing. So the money has been coming in, and we are judiciously watching that and then granting it back out to the agencies that are fighting the battle on the front lines.
Randy Coolman is my guest, the CEO of the Fort Dodge Community Foundation and United Way of Fort Dodge. Randy, I know with this disaster fund that you guys have to help with the relief efforts for COVID-19, I know that the Community Foundation is matching a portion of this funding as well. Talk about what you guys are doing with that and what the overall goal is there and where you guys kind of are as you're trying to get to your goal.
Yes, yeah. We our board committed to match every dollar donated to the Disaster Response Fund, 50 cents on every dollar donated. So basically, if we up to a maximum of right now at least $40,000, and I anticipate that's probably going to increase, and it could increase significantly on our part because we anticipate the need's going to be there. But right now, the commitment's up to $40,000, and that means if we raised $80,000 and matched with our $40,000, we'd be at $120,000. We're getting close to that. We're almost there. And like I said, if we need to, we'll continue to expand our match commitment to continue to incentivize people to support the Disaster Response Fund.
Absolutely.
We know, Rob, that down the road, probably in July and August, you know, we know there's a lot of money obviously trickling down from the federal government to people across our state, or actually across the nation. But once those funds are gone, we just know that there's going to be a continued need because what I'm hearing from our partner agencies around the state, both on the Community Foundation side and the United Way side, is that the economy is not going to just bounce right back. It's going to be a slow process, and people that have been laid off, they may be laid off for quite some time until the economy gets roaring again, and those are the people that are going to need some help.
Absolutely, and I kind of like that vision. You guys are kind of looking long-term there because I think that's necessary too. So I kind of agree with what you're looking at in terms of long-term vision. Now, Randy, if folks want to get involved and they want to donate to the Community Foundation Disaster Fund, how do they do that?
There's two ways they can do that. They can just write a check to the Fort Dodge Community Foundation and mail it to us or drop. Well, probably need to mail it to us right now because it's a little bit, our office doors are locked. But, mail us a check, 24 North 9th Street, Suite B in Fort Dodge, 50501. Or they can donate online, which is an easier way to do it. They can go to our website at www.fd-fortdodge.org, and they're right on our homepage there. They can donate online. So either way, we'll receive the donation. We acknowledge that with a letter and a thank you letter and receipt for their tax-deductible support. And that money will be pooled, and then our board will we're working closely with the Emergency Operations Committee here in town. It's run through the Webster County. And we want to make sure that the funds that we receive and we grant them back out, that they're going to the right places to make the biggest impact and to help the most families and people that we can.
Absolutely. And, Randy, that's fd-foundation.org, right?
That's correct.
All right. And you can also mail a check to 24 North 9th Street, Suite B, Fort Dodge, 50501. And, Randy, you make that check payable to FD Community Foundation, United Way Disaster Response Fund?
That's correct.
Okay, that's what I had thought. Now, Randy Coolman is my guest, the CEO of the Fort Dodge Community Foundation, United Way of Fort Dodge. You know, Randy, we've talked a lot about your disaster fund, but, you know, one of the things I've noticed that you guys have been very active in the community during this time of COVID-19. It seems like every time I see something going on in the community, an example of that, just recently you guys were there at Hy-Vee when they did the watermelon giveaway and were out there trying to educate folks on resources they could use and things like that. Seems like you guys have been very active in the last few weeks out in the community.
Yeah, we have, Rob. And again, that's part of the role that we want to play and need to play. And one of the things that we've done is we've put together a COVID-19 resources directory it's a local directory as to of various resources around the community for families and individuals that may need assistance of one kind or another. So we've got that resource directory available. We've mailed it out through our email distribution list, but anybody that has any questions about if they'd like to receive that directory, they can just call us, and I'll give you a phone number, 573-3180. And call us, leave a message, and we will get back to you and get an email directory emailed out to you that has a list of all the resources in our community. And Fort Dodge is notorious, as you know, Rob, really stepping up in difficult times, people pulling together, neighbors helping neighbors, that sort of thing. And we've witnessed that, just like the Hy-Vee watermelon giveaway last week, we sent out an email to volunteers and asking for help with that event. And in a half hour, we had 25 volunteers just email us back and say, "Count me in." So it was a tremendous community response to that project alone.
And there really is, people want to answer the call here in the area, and that's something that I have noticed in the 9 months that I've lived here, a great deal of response and pride in the community and kind of a sense of community here in the Fort Dodge area, and you kind of made reference to that, and that's absolutely true. Now, what do you guys have going forward here, Randy? What's kind of the plan of action? What are some of the programs and things you guys have on the horizon here in the next few weeks?
Well, we're going to be just kind of monitoring the situation. Our number one focus right now is on the disaster response to COVID-19, and I know things are going to start opening up again a little bit in our community, which hopefully will be a good thing. I know, but again, we've been fortunate, as you know, Rob, here in Webster County. We've only had, three known cases positive testing for COVID-19. So we've been one of the lucky counties that hasn't been hit hard, but still we've had a lot of people lose their jobs or get furloughed, or they've seen their hours get cut significantly, and so the impact on for a lot of these families on basic needs, whether it's going to be down the road, if it's food today, or down the road, housing, utilities, transportation, health care, even food for the basic things like clothing and what have you when they have kids. These are things that are going to really pop up, I think, this summer and early fall, and we want to be prepared to respond to those needs.
Absolutely. I absolutely understand that. And you guys always seem to be prepared and ready to help the community. Before you go, Randy, I know you're a sports guy. Give me your thoughts. Are we going to play baseball and softball at the high school level this summer?
I don't know, but I certainly hope so. I mean, I feel so bad for these athletes that have been shortchanged on their ability to play their sport. And high school sports, as you know, Rob, it goes by fast, and you
it
only
does.
Get one or two chances to play it. And if a year is shot, it's a real loss to these kids. And I know from a personal perspective, I love going out and watching the girls' softball and boys' baseball out at Harlan Rogers or over at Dodger Stadium, and 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 sports just helps raise the spirits of everybody in the community, and gets the community out together. And so I'm hoping that might occur. We'll have to wait and see. I know part of the problem you have across the state, as you know, is there's still 22 counties that are being shut down because they've been hit hard with the virus versus 77 who haven't. So it's hard to open up, you know, let schools like Fort Dodge and others start playing summer sports, but yet maybe not letting people in eastern Iowa do that. So anyway, that's not my decision, but
right.
I'm hopeful that that will happen. And then, of course, as you know, as sports fans, we want to see Major League Baseball start playing again, and then football this fall. So,
absolutely, and I agree with you. You know, you talked about not only the impact on kind of the camaraderie or the morale of a community, but you look at a community like Fort Dodge and you look at the state softball tournament and the influx of people and the revenue that an event like that brings, and you think, you know, if they cancel the season, then you lose that too. And Fort Dodge is already losing Ragbri, who's going to postpone until next year. So, you know, we talk about the economic impact of this thing, you know, from what we can see, but there also may be some lost revenue that we're not really seeing as of yet. So, you know, I'm hopeful that we can get some semblance of a season. I don't think it's going to be what it normally traditionally is, but I'm hoping that we get some sort of a compacted season in. And, you know, even if we have to do it with just team personnel and umpires and the media, you know, I say, you know, if we can get something in, let's get it going. But you brought up a good point because, you know, you've got part of the state that's still shut down, and when are those counties going to start to recover to where you can travel in and out, because that changes the entire kind of lexicon of the state playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, and the hard part, as you know, is no one really knows what things are going to look like a month from now.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Especially or even farther down the road. So everything's kind of a crapshoot here, and you just kind of, you have to play it day by day and see how things play out, and hopefully it'll be for the positive, but it's going to be a challenge here for the next few months, no question about that.
Well, one thing I do know is the Fort Dodge Community Foundation is standing ready to respond to that challenge you guys have in a major way. And so we wanted to take some time and kind of highlight what you guys have been doing. Randy Kuhlman, the CEO of the Fort Dodge Community Foundation and United Way of Fort Dodge, has been my guest here. Randy, I appreciate the time. We'll have to do it again.
Absolutely, Rob. Thank you much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye.